Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A shortage of workers is causing some employers to loosen job requirements. We welcome Rick Cobb, Executive Vice President at Keystone Partners here in Chicago. Rick, ordinarily you have employers who are saying, you know, you need 5 years experience, you need a bachelor's degree, maybe even a master's degree. It seems like that's changing, at least in some sectors.
No, it really has. And a lot of the things that were true before are not. Certainly the pressure to find people to do the work, though, has gone up exponentially in the last few months. And so I can give you an example from my own family. I have a relative who runs startups, and he told me not too long ago, I've probably hired 80 people to code. I couldn't tell you if any of them have a degree. I'm not really looking for that. I need somebody to code now. Can they do the work? Can they demonstrate that ability? If they can, I'm going to hire them. Where they went to school or if they went to school, to me, is immaterial. I think there's an important thing for people to think about as they go to the market or as they consider opportunities too, though. And let's say you look at big box retailers, a Kroger or a Home Depot. Your entry point doesn't mean that's the only job you'll ever have. And so they're far more likely to bring you on board in those organizations because of the huge demand for people that are customer facing. The wages are competitive more than they were in the past. But that doesn't mean that once you're there, that's the only job you'll ever have. If you keep your head up and you perform, you'll see other opportunities within the organization.
When it comes to people, though, I'm thinking young people who feel like, hey, I need a college degree in order to get whatever job I want. This seems to create a conflict. I mean, do they go to school? Do they not? Do they learn a skill as opposed to going to school?
It's very subjective. It's going to depend on the circumstances for the person. I can't speak to somebody's personal financial situation or even their interest in school. Yeah, if you look at the data, the demographic data, and say, okay, people who have higher education make more money. But there are plenty of opportunities out there that do not require a college education. There are plenty of opportunities in the healthcare industry that don't. There's logistics, transportation. There are lots of places out there where you can do that work and maybe offset some of the survival costs and then consider education as you continue to work. If you're planning on becoming the president of a company someday, right now, unless it's a tech startup and you're the boy genius, you're going to have to go to school. And math skills are the most fungible part of talent right now in the market because they can go everywhere.
Is there a chance that this will change, right? Because everything's always in flux in the job market. Maybe they really need workers right now, and so they're willing to ignore or at least loosen restrictions on education and experience. But a year from now, we might be saying something different.
Sure. I think it depends on the role and the function of the organization. So if you have someone that's capable of doing the work and they continue to grow along with the organization and they fit the culture. You know, one of the things that we're wrestling with right now, particularly in the U.S., is company culture is proving to be one of the reasons that younger people and labor, just the regular old-fashioned, labor employee, it's why they stay and go. And if there's nothing else to entice you or keep you, then you'll go where somebody else pays more. But if your culture is one that allows people to feel relevant, and it's not soft stuff, it's just, simple things. People will stay because they like the environment and they like the culture. Now, back to the education issues. If I think you're doing a great job for me and I want to keep you and you want to stay, I'm going to find a way to continue to develop you. And if companies are not developing their talent, then they're at the mercy of someone who's willing to pay more. If they're developing your talent, you're investing in them actually as people, the chances are that they're going to stay. Now, I'm saying that big business is going to solve everybody's problem in terms of the cost of education? No. But there's a lot more room now. And the calculus of healthcare, childcare, commuting, all the what I have to wear, there's a lot of things that are going to keep people from taking a job. So it's a tight market now.
Yeah, sure is. Thanks. Always good to talk with you. Rick Cobb, Executive Vice President at Keystone Partners.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.